There is a place on BBC Seven where you can travel through time and space, where you can battle monsters and join forces with magicians and wizards, where you can experience horror from the masters of chiller fiction. That place is the Seventh Dimension. Sci-fi and fantasy, 7 nights a week. 6 p.m. and midnight, here on BBC Seven.
It's classic sci-fi from the 50s tonight as the rocket ship Luna continues its epic journey into space. Meanwhile, back down on Earth, Anna's about to do a favour for a colleague and Mrs. Wood just can't get her words out. Oh, and by the way, if you're not too keen on dentist drills, watch out because there's one about to start up any minute.
No Commitments by Simon Brett. Starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte.
There, have a wee rinse. So, Mrs. Wood, how are the children?
Oh, they're now.
Oh, yes, they do, don't they? Particularly as they get older. And your husband?
He'll do it all.
Ah, well, that's the recession, isn't it? Supposed to be bottoming out, but I don't see much sign of it. Now, let's have a wee look. Open wide, please.
What?
Wider.
Uh-huh,
just a little bit more. Brace yourself a bit, eh? For the old bracing bit, what? Oh, hello, Anna.
Eddie, all right for a quick word?
Sure. Mrs. Wood won't mind, will you?
Oh, no.
Exactly. What is it?
Mrs. Robinson just rang. We can't make her 3:20 appointment.
Oh, no. I bet she's got some pathetic female excuse.
Her baby's started. She's in labour.
What did I say? There. Have another wee rinse, Mrs. Wood. How was your weekend?
Yours?
Oh, house full of Jan's bed and breakfast people. Open wide again, please, Mrs. Wood.
I'm glad the B&B's going well.
Oh, aye.
What, don't you like it, having the house invaded by strangers?
No, I don't mind the house full of strangers. Good thing, actually. Keeps Jan off my back. Keep it wide open, Mrs. Wood. She has to be nice to me, you see, in case the guests hear.
Well, I'm glad it's working as a business.
Oh, yes. Jan's own thing.
Just what she needs.
Aye. She keeps going on and on about the importance of me letting her have her own space and her own identity.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, no. Except that I never thought she had much identity in the first place. Still, I'm being awfully good about it. And I'll go on being good, letting her do her own thing until it all falls apart. Yeah. Let's have a wee look.
Aye.
Just one more burst, Mrs. Wood.
Right. How? Why should it fall apart?
Because she's incompetent. No business sense. No organization. Victim of her hormones. I mean, now, this coming weekend, we've got a good example.
What?
Jan's only managed to overbook. Accepted some people coming down for a wedding. Having forgotten, she's promised the rooms elsewhere. Which, I may say, is absolutely typical. So now she's desperately going around the village trying to find someone to take up her overspill. Like I said, she's just totally incompetent. Now, just another wee rinse there. This bed and breakfast will go the way of all her other failed attempts to assert her own individuality.
I don't see why it should. I'll take them.
What?
The B&Bs. I've got room.
Yes, but...
And it'll help Jan out of a spot, won't it?
Sure.
So that's good, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Great. There, Mrs. Wood. How's that?
I know.
Oh, yes, I know. But then what else do you expect from this government?
You've got to take the top off that table. You've been polishing it for about 5 minutes.
You're sure that's the reason? You're just being brave.
I can assure you, Victoria, that is the only reason.
Because I know that big house is expensive to maintain.
Yes, it is expensive, but I can manage, thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear it. Because, I mean, if you're feeling the pinch...
I am not feeling the pinch.
No, but if you were, I'm sure there are lots of other ways you could make a bit of extra cash, you know. It needn't be something as common as bed and breakfast.
Common? Oh, I see. That's the objection, is it? I don't know why you're so worried. You haven't lived in that house for nearly 30 years.
I agree. No, I haven't. It's no business of mine.
I'm glad you recognise that. Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't know the correct way to behave in the village.
I'm extremely glad to hear that, Victoria.
Or that you don't know the proper way to use our family house.
My house, no?
Yes. No, it's just...
What?
You haven't put up a bed and breakfast sign outside, have you?
What happened now? Where am I going?
Hello?
Charlotte, it's me.
Oh.
Listen, we've got to do something about Anna.
What?
She's in trouble.
What's happened?
She's in the most peculiar emotional state and a dreadful financial mess.
Oh?
I told her after Daddy died that she should sell the house and buy somewhere more containable. But would she listen? Now, I hate to be the one to say I told you so.
Since when?
But it is now clear that she's bitten off a lot more than she can chew. She just can't afford the upkeep of the place.
I'm sure you're wrong. Anna's terribly well organized.
I am not wrong, Charlotte. I am right.
That's what you always think. How can you be sure?
I am sure because Anna is... Oh, Anna is opening up the house as a bed and breakfast.
So?
What do you mean, so? It is a measure of just how serious her financial and emotional situation is that she could think of anything as degrading as bed and breakfast.
Oh, don't be silly, Victoria. There's nothing degrading about it. I've got lots of chums who've done a bit of B&B on the side.
Well, theatrical chums, presumably.
Yes, when work's been slack.
Well, one doesn't have any expectations of what theatrical people might get up to. But Anna comes from a nice middle-class family.
Quite honestly, Vicky, I don't know what you're getting so uptight about.
Isn't it obvious? I mean, this bed and breakfast thing is only a symptom.
Symptom of what?
A deeper malaise. Anna is sending out a distress signal.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. When somebody starts behaving totally out of character, it's invariably a distress signal.
How do you know?
Because I've just read this book.
Oh.
It's called What We're Really Saying When We Say We're Okay.
I didn't think you were into pop psychology.
It's not pop psychology. It's a serious medical work.
Oh, yes? And it told you that Anna's bed and breakfast scheme is a cry for help.
Exactly. As well as being rather demeaning for someone of her class.
Oh, Vicky.
Oh, come on. Can't you see any objections to Anna's turning our family home into a common guest house?
No.
Renting out our rooms to all and sundry?
It doesn't bother me.
Well, I...
That is... I mean, she's not thinking of renting out my old room, is she?
Yes.
Oh.
See? I knew you wouldn't like the idea when you thought it through.
No. No, I don't like the idea of someone I don't know in my bedroom.
Really, Charlotte? I'd always understood that was your recipe for the ideal evening in.
Those two are so illogical.
What do you expect? They're women.
That's very insulting.
Don't worry, Anna. I don't think of you as a woman.
But that's even more insulting.
Oh, well. John always says I have the knack of saying the wrong thing.
Actually, you're a bit of a dinosaur, Eddie. In the politically correct 90s, chauvinists like you are supposed to be extinct.
Don't you believe it? There's a lot of us still around. Millions. The only difference is I express myself on the subject. Most of them just think it.
Yes. I'm a horrible feeling you're right. Oh, what a depressing thought.
Oh, I don't know.
They do make me furious. I mean, they've no rights at all in my house. And yet they still behave as if there was a preservation order on the place, which it's their job to see administered as strictly as possible.
Well, you have to remember, Anna, for them, that house is their home. The repository of all their childhood dreams and memories.
Yes, I suppose it's a very poetic thought for you, Eddie.
Oh, it's not mine. I read it in an advertisement for replacement windows.
Anyway, I've had enough of their interference. If they seem determined to think I'm about to turn my house into a seedy hotel, I'll jolly well call their bluff.
Uh-huh.
By doing it.
Adelaide!
I mean, look. This is why we had to meet.
Oh, it's not too bad. Quite nicely produced. But Charlotte, our own sister, having leaflets printed about her bed and breakfast service. And with a photograph of our parents' house on the front, it's appalling.
Well, I don't know.
And she sent me a whole bundle of them, with a covering letter, asking if I'd pass them round amongst my friends. I mean, even to imagine that Roger and I have friends who'd use any bed and breakfast place. Let alone that I'd act as some kind of type for hers if we did. No, this is mental instability. Anna is definitely going a bit funny.
I should think she's just hard up.
Come on, Charlotte. You can't pretend you're keen on the idea. I mean, in Mummy and Daddy's house...
I admit, that does seem a bit insensitive. Just going ahead with it, not even asking what our views on the subject might be.
No, she definitely is going funny.
I mean, to think of the sort of riffraff that might go traipsing through our house. Commercial travellers in Ford Escorts. Sharons and Kevins from Lancashire.
And a few illicit couples off doing naughties.
Oh, really?
Mm, bed and breakfast, very popular for that.
How do you know? Oh. Well, why do they? Because it's cheap.
That might be one of the reasons. Chiefly, I'd have thought, because it's anonymous. Hotels are more public, keep more detailed records, that kind of stuff.
Oh. Well, that just makes the whole thing worse, doesn't it?
What?
The idea of our sister turning Mummy and Daddy's house into some kind of unlicensed brothel.
Oh, God, not more of them.
Right, test this lot, Eddie, and then we're finished.
I don't know. I was trained to fill in teeth, not bloody forms.
It has to be done. Part of the job.
Yes.
Well, I've done most of it. You just have to fill in the patient's personal details in these spaces.
Okay. Did those flyers you printed have a required effect?
Oh, not really, no. I sent them to Victoria just as a joke. Prompt a reaction of scalded affront.
And did you not get it?
Oh, I got it. But I should have realised I wouldn't have got just that.
Oh.
When Victoria overreacts, she really overreacts.
So, what's happening?
She and Charlotte are both insisting on coming down at the weekend.
But you've got Jan's overspill, haven't you?
Exactly, Eddie. It's going to be a very full house.
The fact is, Sir James and I have spent so much of our lives in hotels that these days we welcome the simplicity of a bed and breakfast.
Oh,
isn't that right, James?
Hmm.
We've spent much of our lives abroad. Well, Zimbabwe first. Well, before it was Zimbabwe, back in the good old Rhodesia days. And then South Africa.
Ah.
Sir James was a psychiatrist.
I see.
Very eminent in his field.
Oh.
Retired last year. Still on a lot of committees and things, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And having been abroad, we feel a bit out of touch with what's been going on in England for the last 30 years.
You haven't missed much.
Anyway, we find we get more sense of what life for ordinary people has been like when we're staying in a bed and breakfast than we would in an hotel.
Really?
So that's another reason for using them. Also, they can be pleasantly anonymous.
Mm.
Sir James is not a great talker.
No?
Are you, dear?
No.
And having spent all his professional life listening to patients going on and on about things, these days he doesn't really like listening that much either.
I see.
Of course, that's one thing he really appreciates about being back in England.
Mm?
The fact that nobody talks to you if they don't know you.
Oh. Well, maybe you'd like to have a look at your room.
Ah.
There's a bit of a thrash tonight, you know, for the chaps coming down for the wedding.
Well, like a sad night, you mean?
Oh, no, that happened Wednesday. Well, smashed we all were, let me tell you. Don't worry, Miss Rowlands, been no problem tonight. Just a few drinks, early night. Perfect decorum will be maintained.
Oh, good.
No, the real drinking will be at the wedding tomorrow. But then, at a wedding, you drink over such a long period, don't you? And you're mopping it up with food and that kind of stuff. Don't worry, I'm a perfect gentleman. Won't be throwing up over your bedroom carpet.
Ah. Well, that's a relief.
Pride myself on always making it to the bathroom.
Ah.
No, it'll be fine. Just down here for a nice, relaxed weekend.
Good.
But if by any chance I'm back late tonight, will I need a key to get in?
I thought you said you were going to have an early night.
Yes, of course. Just if I were to get held up.
The front door will be open.
Great. Stop looking so worried, Miss Raylands. Give you no problems. Promise.
Good.
Won't be getting unsuitably drunk, won't be bringing any unsuitable young ladies.
Fine.
Unless I get very lucky, eh? Only joking. Joking. Really.
Ah. Well, maybe you'd like to have a look at your room,
No, there are times when bulls have to be taken by horns.
I said there are times when bulls have to be taken by horns.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Watch out!
Yes.
Would have been much easier for us to do nothing about it and let Anna get on with her own life.
Wouldn't it just?
But no, I am going to have it out with her.
Lucky old her.
When I hear a cry for help, I have to respond.
Are you sure this is a cry for help?
Of course it is, Charlotte. The bed and breakfast thing is just a symptom of a deeper malaise.
You said that before.
Well, it's true. It's in the book. What we're really saying when we say we're okay.
Ah.
No.
Anna is profoundly distressed.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yes. Classic symptoms. She's anxious, she's confused, she doesn't know her own mind.
Lucky for her that you know it, eh?
Yes. Extremely lucky. Anna has always put up this facade of competence, this pretense that she can cope, but there's no question about it. At the moment, she needs help.
And you're going to see that she gets that help?
Well, of course.
Whether she likes it or not.
Exactly.
Well, all right. That's what you think. You think you should fly off on a mercy mission, but I don't see why I should get dragged along too.
Because you're family.
Oh, I see. And that gives me the right to get involved in an endless series of excruciatingly embarrassing situations, does it?
Well, of course, Charlotte. That's what being family means.
And another thing, I don't want either of you swanning round as though you own the place.
But we do.
No, you don't. I own it. And I'll make no secret of the fact that your presence here this weekend is extremely inconvenient.
Oh, forgive me for breathing, I'm sure.
I made the decision to do that a long time ago, Charlotte.
Oh.
If you insist on staying, you'll have to share Victoria's old room.
Share? With Vicky? But I hate sharing a bedroom.
That's not what I've heard.
Oh.
Anyway, you can either share or one of you make up the sofa in the study. I don't mind which you do, so long as you organize it.
No chance of having my own little room, is there?
No chance at all. Your own little room is currently occupied by a 6'4" Hooray Henry.
Oh?
Who I'm sure is too young even for you, Charlotte.
You don't know that.
You may take my word for it, he is. Now, listen. There's some cold stuff for supper.
Do your paying guests join you for supper?
They are not paying guests.
You mean they're not paying?
Yes, they're paying, but... Oh, never mind. No, they do not get an evening meal. Bed and breakfast is all they're being offered.
But as the business develops, you may add an evening meal.
Listen, the business is not developing.
Oh, Miss Rowlands, I didn't know you had company.
My sister, sir. Mr. Roberts.
Gareth, please.
Victoria Franklin.
Good evening.
Evening.
And Charlotte Graves.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I just wanted directions to this pub where we're meeting, the Black Horse.
Oh, it's down
there. It's all right, Anna. I'll point Gareth in the right direction.
It's very kind.
She's shameless, isn't she?
Nicely spoken, though.
What?
Mr. Roberts.
Oh.
Not at all the sort of bed and breakfast client I'd been expecting.
Yeah, well, probably.
What are the others like?
Hmm?
The other bed and breakfasts. You said there was a couple.
Not, up to anything illicit, are they?
No. Sir James and Lady Dunn have, I would have said, been married for over 30 years.
Sir James and Lady Dunn? Oh.
Now, listen, Victoria. Let's get one thing cleared up, shall we? Those bed and breakfast leaflets I sent you were just a joke.
Yes, of course they were, Anna.
They were. I was angry about the way you overreacted to the very idea of bed and breakfast, so I thought I'd call your bluff.
Yes.
I have no intention of doing bed and breakfast on a permanent basis.
No, no, of course not.
Oh, will you stop sounding like a bloody bereavement counsellor, Victoria? I mean what I say.
Yes, yes.
I do know what's going on, Anna.
What?
The kind of strain you're under.
Huh?
Just talking to me may help.
I doubt it.
No, perhaps that won't be enough. Had you thought about getting professional help?
What?
Oh, don't worry.
We don't have to rush into that kind of decision for the time being. I just want you to know that I'm here for you.
Ah.
Here for you as long as you need me. Always here for you.
Oh.
I can just drop everything and stay down here with you. For as long as it takes.
Oh, my God. Good evening, Mr. Roberts.
Good evening, Miss Rowlands.
You had a pleasant time, I hope.
Very pleasant. Good crowd, good pub, good company. Good evening.
Good evening.
No, I meant it was a good evening. It's it's very jolly.
Good. Well, I've just got a bit of tidying up to do down here, so I'll say good night.
Good night. And your sisters?
They've gone to bed.
Ah.
I'll see you in the morning.
Yes. See you in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, Gareth. Sorry. I was just sitting here looking out of the window.
Aha.
This used to be my bedroom. I think I spent most of my adolescence sitting here looking out of the window and fantasizing.
What kind of things did you fantasize about?
Oh, mostly tall, good-looking young men with improper intentions walking in through the door. Rather in the way you've just walked in through the door.
Ah. I'm a bit pissed, actually.
Not too pissed, I hope.
Oh, no. Never. Never too pissed. This is a very good bed and breakfast, you know. All amenities.
Oh, yes. All amenities.
Well, this is nice, isn't it? Full English breakfast. Not the sort of thing I indulge myself in at home, let me tell you. Are you a full English breakfast person, Sir James?
We do usually have a large breakfast, yes.
Ah. Well, as I say, only a rare indulgence for me. Have to watch the old tongue, you know. Still, nice is an occasional treat, isn't it? I gather from my sister that you've spent a lot of time abroad.
Yes.
I've never lived abroad myself. Obviously had foreign holidays. Travelled a bit with my husband when he's been working. He's finance director of a food company, actually. Well, of course, everything's multinational these days, isn't it? The food in particular. Well, it's not as if any of us can do without the stuff, is it?
No.
I gather you were a psychiatrist, Sir James. Must be fascinating work and very rewarding, you know, helping people. Doing something for people who are mentally... Mentally what? It's difficult to know what we're allowed to say in these politically correct days, isn't it? Probably mentally challenged, it'd be. Challenged seems to be all right in those circumstances, doesn't it, Sir James? Or differently. That's used a lot. And apparently quite acceptable, too. Yes. Instead of mentally ill, you probably now have to say differently mentally challenged. That'd be about it. Don't you agree, Sir James? Well, I think there's a lot of nonsense talked about.
Hey. Morning.
Oh, coffee.
Yeah. That's for the guests.
Oh.
If you want some, you can put the kettle on and make it yourself.
Ah, right.
My feel. Oh. You'll never guess how I spent the night.
I know full well how you spent the night.
Oh, I see. A note of disapproval, do I detect? Well, I'm sorry, Anna. I'm not restricted by the kind of straight-laced bourgeois morality that governs most people.
It's not a matter of morality. It's a matter of appropriateness.
I would have thought what I do in my own bedroom
is... If it was still your bedroom, that might be true.
Gareth didn't mind anyway. He thought his birthday and Christmas had come at the same time.
Yes, well, it's a common male fantasy, isn't it? Having it off with some nameless chambermaid in a hotel bedroom.
Oh, listen, Anna.
All right, Mr. Roberts didn't mind. Imagine how embarrassing it would have been if he'd been someone who did mind.
Well, yes. But when you're a free spirit like I am...
Oh,
now you've got your grumpy, disapproving face on.
Why not? I do disapprove.
So what are you going to say to me? You shouldn't have done it. It's not funny and it's not clever.
Something like that, yes.
All right, maybe it wasn't funny and maybe it wasn't clever. But it could just have been fun, Anna.
And was it?
Oh, yes, it was... Well, it was... No, actually, he was too pissed.
Ah.
Still, I made my point.
Who to?
Victoria. I demonstrated to Victoria that exciting things can happen anywhere. That life can suddenly take off. That it needn't be led according to the stifling middle-class values of Beckenham.
Is anyone thing?
What?
Victoria didn't realise you spent the night with him. She thinks you slept on the sofa in the study.
Oh.
I'll just go and chuck our things into the suitcase, James.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy your coffee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir James.
Hmm?
Sir James, just while we have a moment together, there is something I'd like to ask you about. I mean, ask your professional advice. It's about my, well, let's say a friend who I think is under a lot of psychological pressure at the moment. I mean, wouldn't you say that someone who suddenly does something totally out of character is clearly in a state of psychological crisis? Well, you must have read that book, What We're Really Saying When We Say We're Okay. I would imagine it's virtually a set text in your line of business. Well, look, my friend is a classic case, behaving totally out of character and clearly very uptight. And what I'd really like to know from you is, do you think she should be getting professional psychiatric help? It'd be wonderful if you could just have a word with her, you know, give her some pointer towards...
Sorry the coffee's taken so long, Sir James.
Well, I'll be off. So, Sir James, I'd be most grateful if you could have a word with my friend. My friend. It would be such a help. Thank you.
What on earth was she doing?
She was asking my advice as a psychiatrist.
Really?
On behalf of a friend.
Oh.
Which is a very common ploy among the mentally ill.
Ah, so,
My advice would be that your sister should seek professional psychiatric help as soon as possible.
Oh, right.
How about we rents, Mrs. Wood?
Hiya.
Oh, yes. Well, it's bad luck having to have another one done so soon. But maybe that'll make you cut down on the sweeties.
Oh,
yes, you do. I can see the evidence between your teeth. You ready again? Should be the last wee burst.
This is Wood's latest x-rays, Eddie.
Oh, good. Could you put them over there? Oh, incidentally, Anna, lots of thanks from Jan for helping her out on the B&B.
Oh, well.
No, the weekend worked really well for her. Yeah, trouble is, though, she's getting ide oda suda sagar.
What?
Ideas above her station. Now, John's got it into her head. She can run a major bed and breakfast business in the village.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well...
You want her to succeed with her own thing, don't you, Eddie?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. But I mean, this is all assuming that you're prepared to go on taking the overspill.
Ah.
What?
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to count me out.
You mean that you won't do it again?
No. Sorry.
Oh, what a pity. That means the poor old thing's business expansion scheme is totally scuppered. Head round a bit, Mrs. Wood. Uh-huh. Oh, she will be disappointed. She's never going to find anybody else in the village to help out, is she? Poor old Jan. There now, have a wee rinse.
That's wonderful news, isn't it, Eddie?
What?
Mrs. Wood says she'd be delighted to have a few regular B&Bs. She needs the money.
Oh!
Well, so that's a relief, isn't it? Jan's business can go ahead.
Oh, aye, yes. Are you sure that's what you said, Mrs. Wood?
Oh, see, Eddie, and it could be plainer than that, could it?
In episode 4 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte. James Green played Eddie, Julie Mears, Lady Dunn, William Osborne, Gareth, and Philip Anthony, Sir James. The music was composed and performed by Elizabeth Parker on the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Paul Schlesinger.